And the interesting thing about it is we come under these lenses and these belief systems in our life, like, oh, you can't pray at school as a teacher. Oh, as a psychiatrist, you can't pray for your clients. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And there's an honor and a position that we need to honor. But then we start coming under, why am I here? You know, my son Corey, he's reading these horrible things in school. He's a creative writing guy, major, and they're having him read this trashy stuff. And he says to his teacher, why are we reading this? And his teacher says, oh, it's man's search for significance. And Corey walks away and he goes, I know our significance. So I could tell you, I don't need to read this to have to find this stuff. And we come under all this junk. And what Kate's secret was, is she said, I chose to get up before and pray until I got God's heart for my work. And then it didn't matter what man said. She still was obedient, but it didn't matter because then opportunities came her way to be able to share. As a teacher in your classroom, you get up early and you lay hands on the chairs. You are shifting those atmospheres. Well, you can't pray in class. No one heard me. I'm not praying in class. I'm praying in my classroom. I'm not saying be dishonored. You're not being dishonoring. Until people come to you and say, why is it that your students are getting all the good grades? Oh, could it be that before school I come in and I lay hands on the chairs and I just release wisdom? God says if you lack wisdom, ask. So my kids need this wisdom. Would you help them, Papa? Do you see? It's a shift. It's like we've come under this lie. And one of the funniest things that Faith found when she was teaching, you know, we get this impression that the world hates us. And there's this lens that the world hates us. And they did a study, and 8 out of 10 non-Christians actually like us. But we don't believe that. So the lens is there. So we harden our hearts. So we don't talk to people. We don't pray for the person who's on the train coughing and hacking because, you know, oh, he's not going to like us. He's going to be irritated with us. And I thought what was so funny is that's 8 out of 10 like you. So you get the first 2 grumpy people you pray for, then the rest will love you. Right? And then someone said, yeah, but I get them all grumpy. Well, good, you're taking 2 of mine. We have to shift those lenses of what we believe.